This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning and welcome to Score Values on 670 The Score. I'm your host, Alex Kuhn. Today I'm going to tell you about an organization that for nearly 60 years has been on a mission to provide black high school students in Chicago with resources that will provide them with opportunities for academic enrichment, leadership development, career exposure, and college access to ensure their futures are bright. A very important topic as Black History Month rolls around. Also, there's an organization out there that is helping families with animals and pets that have received a cancer diagnosis. All of that is on the way on Score Values today. We now welcome Dr. Toinette Gunn. She joins us now. She is the president and CEO of Link Unlimited Scholars. Dr. Gunn, how are you this morning?
I am well. Thank you so much for having me and letting us talk a little bit about Link Unlimited Scholars.
Yeah, why don't I give you the floor to tell everybody about what you guys do and what you guys have been doing for many decades.
Awesome. I would love to. And so Link Unlimited Scholars has been around for nearly 60 years, and we have been around for 60 years as what we call a solution to some of the challenges that exist within our community. What we know is that there is an educational opportunity gap that exists specifically for Chicago students. They are not graduating high school or graduating college at the same rate as their peers. And because of that, not for lack of intellectual ability or ambition or talent, but because of some of the systemic oppression and racism and things of that nature that has caused these systems to continue to exist, we see these kind of disparities in communities. And because of that, Link Unlimited Scholars was founded nearly 60 years ago and continues to exist today in trying to bridge that educational opportunity gap and provide deserving, talented, motivated Black youth with an opportunity to a quality education and helping them to move to, through, and beyond college with the ultimate goal of college degree attainment and successful careers and positions of leadership in the future.
Now, I know you guys focus on four main areas as far as scholars go, the Link Fellowship model. What are those areas?
Yes. And so in order to get students successfully through this journey and to college and being well prepared to do well there and graduate and then step into roles of leadership and careers where they'll have success, we focus their time in our fellowship on academic enrichment, leadership development, career exposure, college access, and all of that is kind of held together and supported through mentoring, where mentors, in addition to all of those things, mentors help to provide a lot of social capital and cultural capital for our scholars.
Dr. Toinette Gunn joining me this morning on Score Values. She is the president and CEO of Link Unlimited Scholars. Now, I understand that there is a deadline to apply for the scholarship. Can you tell people how much time they have to apply?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so what I want to definitely convey for to the families that are listening or anyone that knows a very high achieving and highly motivated Black student who is in the eighth grade and interested in going to college, they would want to apply to our program by next Friday. Our application deadline closes. I do want to add to, and someone's thinking, like, why would I want my child to be a part of this program? In addition to, should they go to a private school, they can either go to a private or public school. But if they attended one of our partnering private schools, we do offer a scholarship for them to attend that private school. And so we help the family on the tuition side and being able to make that more affordable. But our program is all designed to support scholars to attain that college degree, which we know in the long term is going to be the surest route for them to the middle class and helping to increase their economic mobility. And our scholars graduate from college at 2.5 times the national average for Black students. And so it is a model that works. And so if you have the dream of college attainment and want to earn that degree, and you want to be a part of a program that'll help you to provide some access to opportunities and helping you to get there, you certainly should look into applying to Link Unlimited Scholars.
Dr. Gunn, I know a lot of people, well, most people would acknowledge that there's obviously in this country a big educational gap between communities of privilege and communities of poverty. How important is it for people to be out there not only recognizing that, but doing something about it as well?
Well, it's extremely important, and it's why programs like Link Unlimited Scholars exist, and we only exist because people see the importance of it and then support our cause and donate to the organization, give of their time to mentor. And so we can't do these kinds of things without community support. It is a community problem or challenge, and we all have to be in this together to be able to solve this challenge and disrupt these cycles that have existed for hundreds of years. And so we are always looking for corporate sponsors and donors. We're always looking for individual donors. Every bit helps us to be able to deliver on our mission and ensure that young people who deserve to have quality education have an access to, have access to that. Young people who deserve to have a bright future, where they are not having to worry about, the poverty and some of the other challenges that comes with that. They can, certainly be a part of this program to help change that trajectory for their lives.
Do you guys offer volunteer opportunities?
We do, and our greatest opportunity is to mentor. Mentors
right.
make a huge investment in our scholars and helping them along their four-year journey through high school. And so it's a four-year commitment to become a mentor. It's what I have heard from mentors is the experience is more rewarding for them than they ever believe that they get, that they give to the scholar. And so it is a commitment of time. And that is our greatest opportunity for volunteerism. We also have other opportunities throughout the year, whether that's participating in a career panel or helping with mock interviews. Those are a little more spaced out over the year, but mentoring is something that's happening all the time.
Yeah, well, let's talk about mentorship here for just a second, because say somebody's out there listening, they maybe you're on the fence. They're wondering, it's been a while since I've tackled schoolwork, and I don't know if I know math or science or physics or whatever the subject is. What would you say to the people who are maybe thinking about becoming a mentor?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think I would immediately say, well, we leave the tutoring to the tutors and those who have the expertise
right.
to provide some of that tutoring help for scholars if they are in need of that. But what I say to folks about mentoring is all that we need from a mentor, a person who's wanting to be a mentor, is the true desire from their heart to want to do this and the commitment to do it, right, and investment of their time to do it. And from there, we provide some training. We are walking alongside you to help you on this journey with the scholar. We know that you won't always have all the answers. We won't always have all the answers, but we certainly work together as a community of support wrapping our arms around those scholars to be able to help them. I think mentors bring a wealth of knowledge to the table. They bring career experience. They bring expertise that they are able to put in front of the scholar and help them along the way in some decisions that they make, just being able to connect them to folks in their network that may be helping them to think about careers and what it is that they need. Doing. Some mentors take it even beyond that and really opening some doors for scholars to get internships and opportunities like that. And it's, while that's not required, we see that that does happen because the mentor has the ability to be able to do something like that. And so it really is one desire of the heart. And if you are really truly wanting to give back and help in a way and feel like this is something you can commit to doing and willing to do over 4 years. We don't ask for a lot over those 4 years in terms of monthly time with the students. It is speaking or connecting with them virtually a couple of times a month, and then physically spending some time with them at least once a quarter. They're welcome to do more than that, but that's the kind of minimum requirement. And so I think people can do that if that is what they truly desire in their heart to want to do.
You kind of touched on this a little bit, but what are the requirements for applicants once again? And once again, how can students apply to be a part of Link Unlimited Scholars?
Yes, they can go to our website at www.linkunlimited.org to access our application. And if they're interested, the main criteria, they do need to be in eighth grade. We do have a Junior Link program, so anyone that's in the sixth or seventh grade can apply to that program, and they can go to our website to get more information about that as well. But that application timeline is a little different than the one coming up on February the 2nd. That is specifically for students in eighth grade. And so they do need to be in eighth grade for the high school fellowship. They do need to be able to demonstrate academic strength. And that can be demonstrated in a number of ways. We will look at their grades. We'll look at test scores, school recommendations, but we don't have a fast and hard cutoff to say they have to have this particular GPA. They have to have a desire to go to college. This is a college readiness program, and our goal is to get them to and through college and beyond. So they have to come to us with that desire to say, yep, this is really what I want to do. They have to be low income because this is a program designed to help those that would not otherwise be able to have some of this access on their own. And they have to desire a mentor because that's a part of the program too. And so if they feel like they hit those criteria, we definitely welcome them to submit an application.
I was going to ask, does it kind of feel rewarding for alerting students of college and the possibilities of getting a degree and getting education beyond high school when they're in eighth grade? Because I remember coming up through the high school system, it's something that we learned about eighth grade, ninth grade. Not a lot of people really fully thought about it till sophomore, junior year. But how important is it to alert kids early to college and what that process of applying and being good academically to get yourself to that next level, what that looks like?
It's extremely important, and it's really the premise of our Junior Link program, our middle school program. It's all of the things that you just said. Like, it is important that they are beginning to think about it, right? And what they're doing in seventh and eighth grade as we explore college readiness or, you know, college exposure is very different than what we do with them at ninth or 10th grade. But to get them in the mindset of beginning to think about that, I think the early exposure really truly kind of sparks interest, it sparks curiosity, it sparks goals, right? To be able to say, this is something I can do, or I can have this thing in my future. And so putting it in front of them while age appropriate, right? Because we know that we can't be talking about, you know, certain things that just kind of go over their heads, and it's kind of, you know, it's not very relevant for them in this moment. But there are more relevant ways to talk about those things with them as a seventh grader or an eighth grader. And when the time comes that they're having to do more specific things around the application and writing personal statements and things of that nature, it should be a lot easier because we started those conversations long before and it's not foreign. You're not starting from scratch with them at that point. And so that's the idea of our Junior Link program, that we get to them early and sooner, and we kind of begin to plant the seed that will continue to grow and blossom over the next couple of years so that they are ready to jump in when the time comes to really have to, you know, put a little bit more effort into college applications.
Dr. Tana Gunn, the president and CEO of Link Unlimited Scholars. One more time, how people can donate, what type of donations you take, and where that, how that money kind of helps the next generation of students get to college and exceed academically.
Absolutely. And so because, you know, we are a nonprofit organization, we do this, we're able to provide this amazing work and these opportunities to students because of donors. And that can be on the corporate side. If you are listening and you are, you work at a corporation, just about every corporation today has some kind of social corporate responsibility and philanthropic arm where they are giving back to the community. You can make a donation that way. Individuals can make donations that can be done directly at our website at linkunlimited.org. And you are able to donate online. You can donate stock. That is also an option to be able to donate to the organization. And again, if you are someone who may say, I want to help this organization, but I don't have a lot of dollars to give, but I do have time, you can also go to our website at linkunlimited.org and express interest in becoming a mentor. There are so many ways to get involved, but we absolutely don't do this work without the involvement of the community. And so please do consider supporting our organization.
Dr. Gunn, it was a delight. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
I used to work at NBC Sports Chicago, and Sarah Lau, she works there as well, so I got to know her very well there, and this is a foundation that is really near and dear to her heart, and she's been doing just a great job, not only in the Chicagoland community, but all over, really giving back to, you know, family members who struggle to provide for, you know, their four-legged friends, their dogs that are battling cancer. And it's, you know, so unfortunate that these dogs have to go through that. But this is really, like, the best way to give back. And money is always, you know, very helpful when it comes to something like this, making sure they're getting the best treatment that they can.
The audio you just heard was Alyssa Bergamini, our friend and colleague here at The Score. You hear her on Bulls games. You see her at Guaranteed Rate Field during the summer as the in-stadium host for the Chicago White Sox. And she was a guest bartender at Little Joe's Bar for Giving Back Night a couple of weeks ago. And the organization that the proceeds went to was the Live Like Rue organization, an organization that you heard Alyssa say was near and dear to her heart. Well, she mentioned Sarah Louch. We now welcome Sarah Louch, the founder and CEO of the Live Like Rue organization, an organization devoted to helping sick animals. Sarah, I'm going to give you the floor. Good morning. Why don't you tell the folks out there about your organization, Live Like Rue?
Yeah, so Live Like Rue is a foundation based in Chicago, but we're really worldwide. It started with a pit bull at Chicago Animal Care and Control, which is what we call an open admission shelter. So there was a dog named Cisco there on Easter in 2015. I was going to look for a dog to foster, and he was the only dog that was not jumping around in his cage like crazy and was actually really calm. So we decided to take him outside. And when we got him out there, he had issues urinating. In fact, it took him about 2 minutes or so to completely empty himself out. So we knew something was wrong. We ended up taking him to get, so we rescued him from Chicago Animal Care and Control, and ended up taking him to get some teeth removed because when he was surrendered, he had some issues with his teeth where it looked like he was eating rocks or like chewing on a cage or a crate. So when they did his dental work, they found cancer, and it was bone cancer, and it was pretty far advanced. So we ended up giving him a bucket list, and the bucket list went a little bit viral, I think, because he was a pit bull type dog. He stayed at the Waldorf Astoria in Chicago. He went in and peed on the couch, and they fell in love with him right away. He went on boat rides. He loved ice cream, so we had ice cream a lot. But he had that bucket list for 6 months and passed away in October. So a lot of people, you know, that were following his story were upset and were wondering, you know, if I was going to do anything to kind of carry on his legacy. And a few months later, I did create the foundation named after him, Live Like Roo Foundation, which basically means, you know, live every day like it's your last. Not everybody has obviously terminal cancer, but you kind of live, you know, in each moment. So since 2016, February, when we became official, we have given out $2.3 million in medical grants to people that apply for it that have animals with cancer. And it's not just dogs, it's cats, rabbits, horses, every kind of animal can get cancer. I never even knew that, but we try to help them all. And we also send cancer care packages to people. So when Rue was dying, you know, I was trying to not worry about that and, like I said, live in the moment. So trying to take people out of that solace of knowing that your pet's dying, these cancer care packages are just as much for the people as the dogs.
Sarah, I was going to ask you, for families that have a pet that goes through a cancer diagnosis, how much can the support that you guys offer, whether it's care package or counseling or what have you, be of help to these families?
Yeah, and that's the thing. So recently, we just started to have a support group where a company that's actually on the East Coast called Pet Loss Community gives us a discount every month. So we have people that have joined this community online, virtually one-on-one sessions in a group setting where they can talk about anticipatory grief, which, you know, the loss of a pet is really, really hard. The anticipation of losing a pet is almost worse. And if you've ever experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. So we're taking kind of the material things like a care package or a blanket or tennis balls or, you know, a hotel stay one step further and actually helping people try to get through it, which is so important in this day and age. I think we all know how important mental health is. And, you know, for somebody to be able to talk to a registered licensed therapist instead of, you know, going into our support group has really helped people. And I'm so proud of that because it has advanced Live Like Roo kind of to another level. And it means so much to me that we have that help of licensed professionals through Pet Loss Community.
Sarah Louch, the founder of the Live Like Roo organization, joining me this morning on Score Values and piggybacking off of this mental health counseling that you offer. How much does that help expand the reach of your organization and the amount of people that you can help along the way?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. The applications that come in are endless. I wish we could help everybody. We can't, you know, and it's so sad because we used to give a lot of people a little money. So we would give, you know, $350 to everybody. But when your dog needs an amputation or your cat needs chemo, that doesn't even do anything. So we started to look more at the applications. We look at hardships. We look at what, you know, a person's going through. But you know, sometimes when we can't afford to do the $5,000 worth of chemo or radiation, we can at least help with the mental health part. Like, again, I think sometimes that goes even further. It is so hard on somebody getting the diagnosis, but then seeing in front of you, you know, a bill for four figures, sometimes five figures, like estimates up to $10,000, it's absolutely heart-wrenching. And for people where, you know, their pets are their life or that's like what they have, like, it's really hard to face losing, you know, everything you have. And on top of it, you may pay $8,000 and then still end up without your pet. So those moments are just, it's hard. You know, there's a lot of, unfortunately, heartache in this foundation, but like we celebrate the good moments and try to help people as much as we can.
Sarah, what are some of the ways that people can get involved in the Live Like Roo organization?
Yeah, so we are always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for donations, livelikeroo.org. If you hit contact there, it goes right to me. I answer every email personally. The biggest thing is just come to our events and support us. Like, I don't, to me, I know people nowadays are like, I don't want to leave my house. I'm the same way, but we have events almost every week. So please come to our events, have some beverages with us. Come to our dog prom May 18th. Just come support us and see what we do. I think so important for, and a lot of people tell me, like, I never knew what you did until I faced this and my animal had cancer. Sorry, that's my dog in the background, like, rolling around on the rug. But you don't know, really, until you see what we do or you're a part of it. Unfortunately, it's a club you don't want to be part of, but, like, we embrace the people that are in it because we know how much it means to them to feel supported.
Sarah Louch, the founder of the Live Like Rue organization, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Sarah, you mentioned some of the events that you guys hold. Can you tell the folks how they can attend them or support them?
Yeah, so Super Bowl Sunday, we are doing a puppy event at Solemn Oath Brewing, Still Life, so in Chicago, where we'll have raffles. They're going to have drink specials. They have some other vendors there, pet-related vendors, dog vendors, food vendors. They have a bunch of stuff planned for us. So that'll be a nice event, you know, kind of a pre-Super Bowl party. And then, like I said, the prom is on May 18th. It's at Bridge 410 in Chicago. This theme this year is a sneaker ball. So you don't have to wear your high heels. You can wear your favorite sneakers and dress it up that way. It's so much fun. All of our events are usually dog friendly. So the prom is a huge event for us. Everybody brings their dogs. Obviously, the Puppy Bowl event on February 11th is also pet friendly. We have Valentine's Day photos at Kendra Scott on Southport. Tons of events. So head to our website. You can see them all there.
And that's, of course, where people can donate to the Live Like Rue organization. Sarah Louch, the founder of the organization, joining me this morning on Score Values. And Sarah, when it comes to donations, are you looking for cash donations, care package donations, both of them? What say you?
Yeah, both. So there's a wish list in the top right corner of our website that goes to toys and treats that we need for our care packages. We also tie blankets, so if anybody needs to do some corporate volunteering or volunteer work at all, we need blankets tied, so we hand make every single blanket that goes in the care packages. We do about 15 to 20 care packages a week, so it's a lot of blankets. And then obviously, yeah, monetary donations go a long way, but we're so grateful for anything. Like I said, if you can come to an event and just say hi and learn about what we do, that means so much to me.
Sarah Louch, the founder of the Live Like Rue organization. Sarah, it was a great time. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me. I love this platform. I love being able to reach your audience. Thank you.
I want to thank my guests this morning, starting with Dr. Twaynette Gunn, the president and CEO of Link Unlimited Scholars. If you have an eighth grader that is looking to go to college and is looking for a fellowship to help them academically with leadership, career exposure, and yes, I just mentioned college access, you have until Friday to apply for Link Unlimited Scholars. I also want to thank Sarah Louch, the founder of the Live Like Rue organization, for joining me this morning. If you or someone you know has a charitable event coming up, just simply send us an email at scorevalues670@gmail.com. We certainly want to hear from you. Once again, that's scorevalues670@gmail.com. I'm Alex Kuhn. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Score Values on 670 The Score.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.